This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The data in that first-time claims report that Elizabeth was just talking about, like a whole lot of other economic data we pay attention to on this program, is collected by and reported to us by the federal government, parts of which are going to stop working in something like 10 days unless Republicans in Congress can have a meeting of the minds. The parts we are concerned with right now include the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Census Bureau, whence, among other things, the monthly jobs report and the CPI come. Not great not to have them when the Federal Reserve could really use a clear picture of how the economy is doing right now. Marketplace's Savannah Mars on that one.
During the 16-day government shutdown in 2013, former Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Erica Groshen was one of three people coming into work at the agency. One day, she got a call from the Federal Reserve.
They wondered whether they could fund the BLS to produce various data that they needed for their monetary policy making decisions.
The Labor Department's lawyers said no, that would violate the will of Congress. But the request shows how valuable government data is to the Fed's work.
This data is really infrastructure for our economy.
The good news is that there is a lot of economic data that's collected elsewhere.
That's Andrew Levin, a professor of economics at Dartmouth College. He says the Fed already looks at data gathered by the private sector, trade groups, and nonprofits, and it can lean extra hard on those sources during a shutdown. But according to Keith Hall at the Mercatus Center,
government data, some of it is just too key and reliable to substitute private market data.
And in many cases, data about inflation or labor market conditions can't be recaptured after the fact. Hall says even though economic data collection is considered non-essential during funding impasses,
we're pushing that notion of is it urgent at the moment.
Because without that information, Hall says the Fed isn't exactly flying blind, but it's not going to be comfortable making rate hike decisions. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.